There's little confusion over how the U.S. Senate wants the U.S. to be embroiled in Afghanistan. In a unanimous 98-0 vote on the Hill this week, senators passed a defense bill capping Afghanistan spending, sending a message to the president that they want the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan to come to a close and soon.
The Pentagon has given quite a bit of its plans. I think it probably should take a little bit more of a hit. I mean, as some of them have said, they'll take their fair share.
The Senate-proposed bill also shows signs that lawmakers want U.S.-led military troops out of Afghanistan, a tightening of sanctions on Iran, and a limit put on the president's authority in handling terror suspects. Experts say the present administration's human rights record has fallen short, especially on issues regarding Guantanamo.
President Obama himself made it one of the campaign issues when he was running for president 4 years ago. And since that time, it has not closed, meaning, in a sense, he has reneged on what he said he will do.
Last year, the president and congressional Republicans agreed on nearly $500 billion in defense cuts over a decade. If the two sides do not agree on a budget by year's end, the Pentagon would face an additional $55 billion in automatic across-the-board cuts after the first of the year. The proposed U.S. Senate bill indicates war weariness after more than a decade long of fighting in Afghanistan. It also signals anxiety over constant threats to national security and an uneasiness over the U.S. government's budget debate. As it is written right now, the bill faces an almost definite veto. The White House wants more control on where to move Guantanamo Bay prisoners and citizens deemed as enemy combatants. But lawmakers say Congress should have the control.
Guantanamo has become something like a disgrace and an embarrassment for American officials, whether they are diplomats or in any other capacity.
The Senate bill provides about $526 billion for the base defense budget, $17 billion for defense programs in the Energy Department, and about $88 billion for the war in Afghanistan. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.